Ontario has been home to some of the finest anglers in the world. Red Fisher, who introduced the spinning reel to Canada. Tiny Bennett, who authored The Art of Angling, the book that changed the way we all look at fishing. John Power and John Kerr, who pioneered networking long before the cell phone. And Hank Gibson, the first and still to this day the only Canadian bass angler to qualify and compete in the World Championship Bassmaster Classic.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Lonnie King from Ontario Out of Doors Magazine reveals advanced carp fishing techniques that will increase your success. Recipient of the 2014 OFAH Toronto Sportsman Show Zone H Fisheries Research Grant, Jacob Branscombe discusses results of his research on determining an effective recovery method for angled fish. MNRF News, plus the win a Yamaha Alumacraft contest and more on a new Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty, and you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Did you know 4 species of invasive fish known as Asian carps are threatening to invade the Great Lakes? These fish have the potential to devour the food sources and habitat our native fish depend on and negatively impact our ability to enjoy our lakes and rivers. Help prevent the introduction of Asian carps. Report sightings to the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news. As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Lonnie King from Ontario Outdoors is with us today to reveal advanced carp fishing techniques that will increase your success. How are you doing, Lonnie?
Hey, I'm doing great.
So I want to talk a little bit about carp. We've talked about them on a previous show in terms of, you know, just run-of-the-mill stuff like where you can find them and not a lot about how to catch them. In fact, last night I was watching a TV show that's based out of Michigan, and I watched this this lad on there using a fly rod and a fly, and he was doing quite well. Have you ever tried fly fishing for carp?
I've never caught them with a fly, but I have caught them casting jigs, which were sort of accomplishing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're imitating, I guess, some sort of small insect, and if they can see it and they're in the mood to eat, they'll grab it for sure.
Yeah, this was really interesting, and he was actually wading through a very shallow marsh, and the water was, I'd say, quite clear, and he was just dabbling these flies right in front of these carp, and they were coming out and biting it, which I found interesting because they're kind of designed, obviously, to pick up things off the bottom. Maybe not the type of fish you'd think would eat live bait, but I guess what I'm building up to here is sometimes you see these things and they won't bite. An example, I've seen them in the harbors before where they're kind of suspended and they're swimming around, and you can put all kinds of, like, even live bait in front of them, they won't bite it. Is there something that we can do to get those fish to bite, or what can you tell the listeners about tactics for these fish?
I'd say one observation is that carp are not that much different than any other fish, bass or pike or muskie or walleye or whatever. So there are times when they just aren't in an active mood, say like high pressure. Cold water in particular is a kiss of death for carp.
Okay.
We would fish Lake Ontario quite a bit for carp. And if we ever had a stage of cold water come up, and if you recognize what was happening, you just go home because that cold water shock shuts them right down altogether. So I guess that's, and there's other times, you got to think, in many of the environments they live in, they have almost an unlimited food supply. So take Lake Ontario, for example, they eat zebra mussels.
Wow. They
could not eat all the zebra mussels in that lake, so they can be very picky on what they eat and when they choose to eat. So that's just part of the carp fishing game, I guess, is to pick up on those kind of, you know, just understand that aspect of the fish itself, right?
Yeah. So and I know from some of my experiences fishing, typically because, like you say, they're cold blooded creatures, the water temperature is stable or going up. You can usually rely on a good bite, but if, like you say, if the water temperature is dropping, obviously because they're cold-blooded, it relates to their activity, and you might as well move on and maybe find another spot or find something else to do. So with that being said, is there any particular bait that reigns over another, or is this something else that we're going to look at that's going to be very specific to different times of year or different conditions?
Well, bait choice is very important. Typically, the way we'll approach carp fishing is we'll actually bait fish. We'll actually throw offerings in the water. Corn is a really popular, you know, bait to chum with. Not only do carp like it, it's kind of sweet, but it's not very expensive either, so you can actually generate large volumes of bait, you know, especially, I keep going back to Lake Ontario because that's what's in my mind now, but when you get these big pods of fish moving in, you need a lot of bait sometimes to hold them in the area. So corn is a really good one. And the reason it's so good is it's not to the carp, I guess it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah. So they like that. And when you're baiting them, is it something you do when you just get out there, or is it something that you might condition the fish? So maybe, you know, you go out over a period of time and bait it at a certain time every day. Is that more beneficial as well?
Oh yeah, Randy, you touched on it right there. It's the conditioning aspect of it, right? So if you do bait with a particular type of offering, say corn, for instance, the fish, it may take them a while to understand what it is and to start really liking it, but once you get them conditioned to it, now you've actually, you know, they'll be looking for it. So it makes it, that's now a higher percentage type of bait, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So oftentimes what we'll do, like, I guess it's a bit of carp psychology, I guess, but oftentimes we'll bait with corn, which is yellow, obviously, and what we'll do is we'll fish over top of the corn with small yellow boilies, roughly the same size as the corn.
Okay.
So the carp are looking for small yellow particles, and boom, they'll grab on the boilie. And the reason we would use the boilie is because it's almost indestructible. You can fish it all day long. You can catch fish after fish.
Oh,
never have to rebait the rig, right?
Where the corn's just going to fall off, and you have to keep re-rigging it.
The boilie also gives you, like, boilies come in all different flavors. You can dip them in scents and stuff like that. So it gives you some more areas to experiment with, you know, and try to make your one particle stand out from the whole field of other particles which are on the bottom.
Right, right. Well, you know, I can see how detail comes into play with these fish. And for the limited experience that I have fishing for them, I have found that I can compare them, and I know they're a different size, but compare them a lot to native trout in a stream, where you can kind of find a pod of them and catch one, and the rest of them seem to figure things out really fast. I don't know if you've noticed the same thing.
Well, I guess each individual fish can have its own personality, and obviously the populations will shift in terms of how aggressive they are based on weather and whether they're full or not. But no, I wouldn't say that one is really learning from the other. I can't say I've seen that.
Really, eh?
That happen, no.
Yeah, I know we fish Farewell Creek, and you'd go to a pool that maybe have 20 of them in it, and first cast you'd catch one right away, and after that, I mean, they just wouldn't bite anymore.
one thing I would suggest, and every serious carp angler out there has done this already, so if you have someone who wants to learn about carp and they haven't so far, mm-hmm. you go on YouTube or you go online and you look for underwater videos of carp feeding. That's probably the most important thing you can do to understand your quarry better. And it's quite amazing what you see when you watch these videos. You can see how pods of fish, well, oftentimes what they'll do is they'll pick up your bait and spit it out many times before they actually hook up. And that basically speaks to how important it is sometimes to have really refined rigs to detect the strikes really, really precisely.
Yeah.
And also to make rigs that they can't detect as well when they actually pick it off the bottom, right?
Okay.
What you'll also see with that underwater video, or stuff that jumped to mind when I saw them, is just how disruptive a school of feeding carp are. So you'll actually lay a chum bed down, throw your hook bait in there, and a school of carp will come by. And literally, when they're done, you can't see any bait. A lot of it's just been buried by leaves and sediment. Your rig may have been completely tangled up if it wasn't a well-designed rig.
Right.
So it's just those sort of things that you wouldn't even have known to ask the question. But everyone who watches these sort of underwater videos kind of takes away different things from it. You know, there's just so much to learn from them.
We will return with Lonnie King and more high-tech carp after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Going fishing this summer? You should know that invasive species can be spread to new areas through the improper disposal of bait. If using live bait fish, buy locally. Never dump your leftover bait or bait bucket water into or within 30 meters of a water body. It's illegal. Freeze or salt unused bait for future use, or properly dispose of it in the trash. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Lonnie King from Ontario Out of Doors is with us today to reveal advanced carp fishing techniques that will increase your success.
What they look like when they're feeding, what their habits are, how they actually pick up a bait, and what are you missing, or what's your presentation missing, so that you can fine-tune that presentation.
Absolutely, and also how you're, like, baiting is such a big part of carp fishing. You're also learning how your bait behaves, which is something, again, a lot of people might not ask originally, right?
Right.
But that really serious carp anglers, they've put a lot of time into thinking about this sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know what? One thing, well, I've talked to some people around the office. One of our maintenance guys here has tried eating carp before. Have you tried to eat them at all? Or?
You know, I have.
Would you want to admit that? Or
no, I have not. There's nothing wrong with eating fish, but as much as I wish carp was good to eat, I just cannot. It's just not one of my favorites, you know? It's a huge fish. It's almost an unlimited supply of them. You would love to be able to catch a fish that you could then eat, but it's just got such a strong taste to it.
Yeah.
I've even tried it smoked, and you give me a piece of smoked carp, and it tastes like carp, you know?
It still tastes the same, and you know, you're saying the exact same thing as our maintenance guy Dave here said, and he said, you know, one time we just caught one and decided, well, how bad can it be? Let's, you know. And he said, you cook it, and it looks great, and the presentation's nice. He says, and the first bite's kind of like okay, and he says, but it's got this dreadfully strong taste to it that he just did not like at all either.
Mm-hmm. You'll see on a carp fillet as well, there's this band of dark meat along the side, and I think that's where a lot of the real strong taste, and even the scent when you clean a carp, the scent of the fillet is really strong. So
Right.
Again, not to take anything away, if there's people out there that enjoy eating them, that's fantastic. I'm glad for them, you know.
Yeah.
I just wish I guess maybe, too, we're comparing against all the other things that we have options to eat, you know, bass or walleye or crappies or salmon. There's just so many other things to eat.
Yes.
Carp never, it's a long way from the top on my list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know what? I've never tried eating one. Mainly because I haven't heard a lot of positive things about it, but I thought, you know, what a good idea to ask anyway. Now,
potentially there's a lot of different ways you could prepare it, pickle it, smoke it. Like, say, you can buy it smoked in certain fish markets. I think in Montreal is where a friend of mine got some. So,
oh, really?
So obviously, it's out there, and some people are using it. So,
yeah. Now, seasonally, I know we didn't really touch on this. We've talked about boilies and different types of rigs, and especially on the details of how they feed in your presentation, which I think is really important. But seasonally, I had mentioned earlier that we fished in Farewell Creek for them before. Those fish wouldn't be there for long. They'd be there in May, and usually when May was gone, so were the carp. I guess they'd just come up there for spawning, and then they'd leave. Do you find that in every situation, or are there some areas where they hang around a lot, or should our listeners look at moving around along with the seasons?
It depends what your goal is, right? I'd say what my preoccupation and a lot of the friends I fish with, our preoccupation is always looking for the largest fish.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking for fish in the 30-pound class plus.
Right.
So you have to be extremely mindful of fish locations if you want to catch fish like that consistently, because they do move. You know, they'll come in shallow to spawn, just like you mentioned, and then name the water body of the St. Lawrence River, boom, they move off into different habitats in the summer. Hamilton Harbor, same thing. You're not going to catch Hamilton Harbor's a bit of an anomaly, but the places that you're catching lots of small fish is probably not the place you're going to be catching that giant, you know. So
right.
You really have to be mindful of fish look, and it's, I guess it's unique to the individual environment, right?
Right. If they have an opportunity to seek out deeper harbors after spawning, or if they don't, so to speak, I suppose. So, but
well, it's a lot of this. You know, you spend a lot of time observing fish, and you start coming up with your own theory. So whether it's right or wrong, a lot of my observations have been, and I'll use Lake Ontario as an example, is that the bigger fish seem to be tougher, or they're able to tolerate more harsh conditions than the young ones. So you'll actually, what I've seen is the large fish will actually move out to the deeper water or the colder water, where they get access to a whole source of food that the smaller fish, which are kind of in the nursery, the warmer areas, feeding on different things, right?
Right.
Like an adult carp, conceivably, like, we see the shells that they can spit out and stuff. and they're probably capable of being an adult zebra mussel. They just tear it off the rocks, and there's so much of that out in the open lake. Small carp probably can't utilize that type of food source. Not only is it a bit cooler, but the food, they might not be able to utilize the food. But you know, it's just these theories you put together watching fish, and whether I'm right or wrong, who knows, but... again, you'll see seasonal movements of fish, and I think the big fish in particular will utilize completely different habitats because they're capable of doing it and because there's no competition for food in those environments. So that's kind of been my, I guess, to try to wrap all that ramblings up, eh?
Right, yeah. And how late in the season do you usually go for them, Lonnie?
Like a month? Them up into, I'm not as hardcore a carp fisherman as the friends I hang around with.
Uh-huh.
Like they fish when it starts to get cold. I'm usually off doing something else by then, but I'm pretty sure they're getting them into October, maybe early November.
Okay.
There is a temperature, and my the friends I fish with would know it better than I do. There is a temperature in which feeding just stops, and I think it has to do with the metabolic processes of the fish itself, like the bacteria or whatever, just don't break down food beyond some certain point.
Okay.
And they notice that, boom, the fishing almost stops completely at some particular water temperature threshold, which I don't know off the top of my head. So.
Right.
But the other trend we do see, though, is like the very best fishing for trophy fish tends to be early in the season. Fish move up. They're easily accessible from shore anglers. Again, big lake fish moving in to spawn. And then they tend to move out deep for the most of the season. And then they tend to move back in within reach of shore anglers again later in the fall. So October, November, October in particular, that is when you get another shot at a really big fish, something in the 40, 50-pound class.
Wow, you know? That's massive.
Yeah. Yeah, they're huge. It really is quite amazing.
That's
and
cool.
Even compared, what I find most amazing is when you look at Ontario is the northern edge of their range, but you compare the size of the carp that we're catching here in Ontario to those that they're catching down in Texas and in Britain and other places. We got some really big carp on a global scale, not just, it's really quite remarkable. It's remarkable just because it is remarkable. It's remarkable on an even bigger perspective, you know?
Yeah. No, I see exactly what you mean. I mean, you'd think that, okay, so the growing season isn't what it is in areas where the water's staying warm year-round, and yet we have these extra-large fish that will rival any fish in the world, and I've heard the same thing. So, listeners, you can get out there. October's still a good month to give it a try. And, Lonnie, thank you so much for giving us more insight into the underwater world of the carp.
My pleasure, Randy. We'll have to do it again.
We will be right back with how to let go after these messages from our sponsors.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty, and you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to credit approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Invasive plants are known to spread along walking trails and other natural areas people like to visit. You can help stop their spread by checking for and removing any seeds or plant parts that may have attached to your footwear, gear, or pets before you leave the trail. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Hey, let's go fishing! Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
You're listening to Angler and Hunter Radio, and our guest is the recipient of the 2014 OFAH Toronto Sportsman Show Zone H Fisheries Research Grant, Jacob Branscombe, with results of his research on determining an effective recovery method for angled fish.
So in 2014, you won a fisheries grant from the OFAH and the Toronto Sportsman Show, I guess a Zone H, and you're determining effective recovery method for angled fish. What exactly is that, Jake?
Well, so when anglers are practicing catch and release, we tend to try to use the angling tactics that minimize the impacts on the fish. Then we let them go; they'll survive and live to breed and be caught another day. However, in some cases, for example, at high water temperatures, or if you end up air exposing the fish for longer than you'd like, fish may not necessarily swim away from you quickly. They may sit upside down in the water. And in those cases, anglers often employ some kind of recovery tactic. And this is actually recommended by many management agencies, where anglers will either tend to hold the fish upright and maneuver them through the water in some way, whether it's in a figure eight pattern or back and forth.
Okay.
And while we've established a lot of best angling practices through scientific research, this is one of the aspects that we've actually never tested before to see whether these tactics are actually effective, or and if they are, which one is most effective at helping fish recover and survive. And so that was the goal of this research.
Yeah, and you know what? You're right. It is varied, because I've seen, you know, I've seen anglers releasing fish in streams where they hold them against the current, and some of them rub their bellies. And have you come to any? Have you got any data on it? Have you come to any conclusions or anything like that?
Yeah. So we did a study this past May in Lake Opinicon, which is just south of Ottawa on the Rideau waterway.
Okay.
And we used largemouth bass as a study species. And so what we did was we angled fish using typical largemouth bass angling gear. And once we landed them, we exposed them to air for a short period in order to elicit a loss of equilibrium, or the ability to maintain upright posture, which is typically when anglers would use these techniques. And then we compared fish that we simply left upside down in the water to those that we maneuvered around in a figure eight pattern, and those that we moved back and forth, i.e. that is pushing them forward and backward lengthwise through the water.
Uh-huh.
And what we found was basically that the recovery tactics didn't really do a whole lot to help the fish. We compared the amount of time it took them to regain equilibrium, as well as some physiology metrics in their blood, some stress metrics in their blood, as well as survival. And basically what we found is across the board, recovery fish that were exposed to recovery tactics tended to have similar stress values, times to recovery, and survival. Actually, all the fish survived in our study.
Mm-hmm.
Across the recovery tactics and the control fish. So basically what that told us, at least in this test with largemouth bass, is that leaving them upside down is just as effective as any of the maneuvering that anglers could be doing, at least in those two types of recovery tactics. And that being said, I don't think you want to just leave a fish upside down in the water and let it float away, because it's very vulnerable in that state where an opportunistic predator like a heron or another fish could come along and eat it. So you do want to sort of retain it somehow,
okay,
until it's able to swim away on its own volition. But at the same time, we didn't see a lot of huge benefit in actually maneuvering the fish in any way.
More from Jacob Branscombe and Catch and Release Research after these messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news. As an OFAH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
Welcome back to the voice of Ontario Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. Joining us is Jacob Branscombe with results of his research on determining an effective recovery method for angled fish.
Okay, so regardless of all of these different tactics that we're doing, the short message right now anyway is, to get them returned to the water as quickly as possible. Would that be correct?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of sort of basic best angling practices out there that helps you to avoid having a fish in this state to begin with, right? In particular, avoiding air exposure is a really big one. Keeping the fish wet and in the water as much as possible. This could be facilitated, with a good landing net, on hooking the fish in the water, taking them out briefly for a picture if you'd like, and getting them back as quickly as you can.
Right. So largemouth bass, got some data on those. Do you have plans to try these same experiments on different species of fish?
Yeah, so largemouth bass are a good model because they're caught and released a lot, and they were easy for us to work with, but they are very hardy fish.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to have pretty high survival and have higher thresholds for air exposure than some other fish, for example, like trout.
Okay.
So in the future, I'd like to use a species like brook trout that's potentially more sensitive to test these tactics, or even largemouth bass or other species at higher water temperatures where they tend to be more stressed and have higher chance of mortality.
Right. So, yeah, vary the temperatures and maybe the amount of time they're out of water. Like maybe if they were exposed to a live well system for a period of time, I wonder if that would make some difference.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's possible, but it's the type of thing where you can gather as much data as you want, but it sounds positive right now that, if we do decide to let a fish go, there's a good chance that it's going to survive. So that's good news.
Yeah, as long as
as long as they're in relatively good condition, especially if they're quite vigorous upon release, they've got a pretty good shot at surviving.
That's awesome. So besides this research that you're doing, any other aspirations, anything that's come to light as of recently, or what's in the future for Jake Branscombe?
Good question. So I'm just hopefully going to be finishing my PhD at Carleton come next spring. And I'm actually starting to work as a postdoc based here out of Carleton, doing a lot of work in Florida, focusing on bonefish and permit.
Okay.
Looking at their behavior and species. But I always do some work here in Ontario locally, particularly on catch and release mm-hmm. stuff. So I'll definitely be continuing to do more catch and release research and developing best angling practices for at least a few years to come.
Well, that's awesome. And you know what? We're really happy here at the OFAH, and I'm sure I can speak on behalf of the Toronto Sportsman Shows too, that we gave you the grant to help you do this important research, because it's important to us. And hey, somebody's got to go out there and do some bass fishing for a living, eh?
Exactly. It's hard, but I'm happy to do it.
Okay,
and,
Jake.
A big thank you to the OFAH for supporting me in this research. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem at all. You make sure you keep us in touch and bring us up to date with any other data you get on the future research.
Absolutely. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, man. Take care.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
MNRF News and the Win a Yamaha Alumacraft Boat Contest is up next after these important words from our sponsors.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to
to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to credit approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. This is your MNRF News. A Vaughan company has been fined $1,000 for violations under the Aggregate Resources Act. The company pleaded guilty and was fined $1,000 for failing to operate a pit in accordance with the site plan as required under the Aggregate Resources Act. It was also ordered to pay outstanding royalty fees and to rehabilitate the site by September 30, 2015. The court heard that on September 20, 2010, a conservation officer was conducting a patrol in the Halton Hills area when he saw a large asphalt pad at the site that was not permitted under the approved site plan. The license for the pit was suspended to prevent further non-compliance. Justice of the Peace, Mark Curtis, heard the case in a pretrial on April 14, 2015, in the Ontario Court of Justice, Milton, and in the Ontario Court of Justice, Burlington, on July 14, 2015. To report a natural resources violation, call MNRF Tips Line at 1-877-847-7667 toll-free anytime or contact your local ministry office during regular business hours. You can also call Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-222-8477.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's Fishing Store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to credit approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Invasive plants are known to spread along walking trails and other natural areas people like to visit. You can help stop their spread by checking for and removing any seeds or plant parts that may have attached to your footwear, gear, or pets before you leave the trail. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species through the Invading Species Hotline. To report an invasive species or to learn more about the program, call us at 1-800-563-7711. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
We had a record response to our Win a Yamaha Alumacraft fishing package, so we are now accepting entries for the Angler and Hunter Radio Waterfowl package. To win an MV1648 Alumacraft with SMHA Yamaha outboard and trailer valued at $9,291, listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode and then visit the contest page to enter for your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. By the way, today's passcode is high grade. Modern-day Ontario trailblazers include international tournament pros such as Chris and Corey Johnson and outdoor television personality Mike Miller, to name a few. Making your mark as an international angling and hunting icon requires tireless effort and focus, but the opportunities are endless. Be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.